Lake Tahoe is rich in blue water and towering peaks. With a total population of 65,000 and approximately 3 million visitors each year, the Tahoe Basin remains the same awe-inspiring place that drew the Washoe Indians here 10,000 years ago. The clarity of Lake Tahoe is a term that refers to the transparency of the lake's water and suggests the beauty of its reflection. What is the clarity of Lake Tahoe, and how can the wonderful qualities of this water be sustained into the future? Today's segment is part of the series titled, Water is a Many Splendid Thing. Hello, I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water. Doug Smith, engineering geologist with the Lahontan Regional Water Quality Control Board, grew up enjoying the Tahoe Basin from a distance and eventually moved to Lake Tahoe with his family. These years of familiarity and his professional work in the Tahoe Basin provide Doug with an accurate view of the lake's history and future.
Lake Tahoe is really unique because it's one of the highest alpine freshwater lakes in the world. It's over 1,600 feet deep. A million years ago or so, the Sierras were formed and they were faulted apart. The middle of the Tahoe Basin basically fell out. About 30 to 50,000 years ago, some volcanic eruptions dammed up the northern part of the lake. And then in the last 15 to 10,000 years, the glaciers filled up Lake Tahoe and scraped and carved its landscape to what we see today.
Clarity is one parameter that is measured by scientists to monitor the aesthetic qualities and health of Lake Tahoe.
Well, the clarity has been the subject of some intense study over the past 5 to 7 years, primarily by UC Davis, University of Nevada at Reno, and other scientists around. It is one of the clearest lakes in the entire world. Back when Dr. Goldman from UC Davis started studying it in the late 60s, he measured the clarity with a Secchi disc. It's like a dinner plate. And he lowered it in the water, and he lost sight of it at about 100 feet in depth. Today, the clarity has been reduced, and now that same Secchi disc goes to zero at about 70 feet. Lake Tahoe has lost about 30 feet of clarity in about 30 years. Just recently, in the last couple of years, the scientists concluded the clarity loss is due mainly to the input of fine sediment, and then the remaining 30 to 40% is from the algal growth. Now, algae grows with the input of nutrients, mainly phosphorus and nitrogen. And the phosphorus and nitrogen come from very different sources. Soil is a big source of phosphorus, and atmospheric pollution, vehicle exhaust and others, is the biggest source of the nitrogen. Now, fine sediment comes from lots of different sources. These particles come from soil erosion, road dust, burns from wood burns, the wood smoke. There's also particulates emitted from the vehicles. So the scientists have been studying this, and they have determined that stormwater is probably the largest carrier of these fine particulates into Lake Tahoe. About 3/4 of the fine sediment load that goes into Tahoe annually comes from stormwater. That's from your snowmelt, your rainstorms, your thunderstorms, washing off into the watershed, washing into the streams, and then into the lake.
Clarity models have been created for Lake Tahoe in order to understand the cause of diminishing clarity and facilitate actions to reduce these negative effects.
UC Davis has developed a lake clarity model for Lake Tahoe, and they have recently input a lot of this global climate data, and it shows an average increase of about a degree in centigrade over the next 20 years. Less precipitation in Tahoe will fall as snow, more will fall as rain. And so generally your snow elevation will be up a little bit higher and it'll melt a little bit sooner. and you'll get rain lower down. Well, those increases in the change in the precipitation patterns will likely have an impact on stormwater runoff. A lot of your spring melt may happen earlier, and that may allow from different vegetation communities to populate different areas, and you may get different cycles, meaning areas that were previously frozen and held in place so there wasn't any erosion may now be eroding earlier because of less snow and more rain. So it does play into this picture of what do we do to stop this clarity loss in Tahoe? How do we manage it?
Good management practices that protect the clarity of Lake Tahoe must consider local and distant causes. Doug feels that we need to think globally and act locally.
The priorities are the stormwater and the atmosphere. And if those two are tackled, then improvements could be made in the clarity. Now, other areas, stream channel erosion and restoration, BMPs across the whole basin really can do a big part in advancing pollutant load reduction for the stormwater. Those are non-point source activities which will really help reduce the amount of pollutants going into the stormwater. We really need to continue our focus on this urban stormwater management and dealing with the atmospheric deposition of pollutants.
Living Water will bring you many facts about water and how it contributes to our lives. Fundamental to our lives and environment, I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water.